Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the exit.
Hi. Hey, everybody. What's up?
Always so fun to start our show.
I know. Because we never know how to start it.
I know.
We're just like, Caitlin gives us the finger, and we're like, and then I turn around and look at Stephanie, and we look at each other, and we're like,
we just go, what are, it's so random that we do a podcast.
I know.
That we just get paid.
No opening.
I know. Because it's fun. It's just real. Just people talking.
Yeah. Just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Just feeling good.
What's up?
Clouds is out.
Happy Friday.
Yay.
So on our Tuesday show, we didn't really
catch up.
No, we did not.
No, we just started talking.
Yeah. And Caitlin, you just got back from England.
I did. I spent 10 days over there.
Wow.
What
how was it?
That like? That's one accent I can't.
Hello. So.
Hello.
Did you meet Jonah Law, right?
No, my mom lives over there with my little brother.
Your mom?
I know.
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah.
And so I went to go see her and hang out with my family. And I met my grandfather for the first time.
Wow. Well,
your mom's mom?
My mom's dad.
Your mom's dad, yes. Sorry.
Him and his brother got in a big fight when they were younger. His brother is actually pretty interesting. My great uncle used to be like a bank robber. He used to rob trains and stuff.
Wow.
Went to for a while. Got a degree from Cambridge and came out kind of a new man.
Wow.
But him and so his brother, my mom's dad, had a big fight way long ago, and there was a big tension in the family for years, and my mom hadn't even talked to him for 14 years, but even before that, she hadn't really ever seen him or talked to him growing up.
That was her uncle she hadn't talked to?
No, that was her dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Talked to her dad for 14 years.
Yeah, and even before that, they never really talked or anything because there was so much drama going on with that side of the family.
Jeez.
But then she just messaged him on Facebook or just added him on Facebook, like 3 weeks before I came over there, and he added her, and they got to talking a little bit, and so we all went over to see him, and so I met him for the first time, and he was really nice, and we all got along, and he's got a family. He's like 73. He has 3 kids between like 5 and 13.
And he has kids between – he's 70?
Yeah. He's a 73, yeah.
5 and 13?
Yeah. And he's got like a 5-year-old, I think. Or no, maybe it's closer to like 8-year-old, 10-year-old, and 13-year-old.
How old's his wife?
Oh, I don't know. She's probably like 50.
Wow.
Probably about 50.
What's going on over there?
Maybe a little younger. Yeah. He has 6 kids total. So that was 3 of them. And my mom was his first. And so we met, and he was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very successful businessman in England. So that was cool. That was nice.
What was like the emotional fallout for your mom from after not seeing him or talking to him for 14 years?
She was perfectly fine. They were talking a little bit over Facebook, and so it seemed very normal. She wasn't super emotional. She just kind of talked to him like everybody else. My mom talks a lot, just talks and talks and talks. So they connected, and now they're connecting again, and they're going to keep seeing each other. My little brother is friends with his aunts and uncles. Yeah. It's weird because I've got 2 uncles and an aunt who are 8, 9, and 13.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Do you miss your little brother?
Yeah, I do. Mm. Yeah, very much.
Mm. How old is he?
14.
Mm. Is he ever going to come visit you out here?
Yeah, well, I always go over there once a year in August, and then they come over for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes they come over in August, and then I go over in Christmas.
But, do you meet any honeys?
There is a girl over there that I kind of have a thing with that I have for the past few years.
Really?
So, yep.
Mm-hmm.
For the past few
years? And did you
guys
hook it up?
Yeah. Yeah, past few years.
Is that what millennials do then? They just kind of like
once a year?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she lives in England, so not really.
Does she have a boyfriend though?
She did. Like we met and we liked each other. We started hooking up. That went on for 2 years, me going over there once a year. Then she had a boyfriend. So when I went over last year, nothing happened. And then she broke up with her boyfriend, so this year was fine.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Is there any, like, does she ever go like, hey, what about me moving to America?
She does not want to move to
America. Oh, good.
Yeah, no.
Good. That's probably for the best, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's fine. Then you have a little honey out
there. Yeah, yeah. And
nice.
And then I also saw my cousin Crystal, who has two kids, 3 and about 9 months.
Wow.
And I actually turned her onto this podcast too. I told her I did this podcast, and she looked it up right away, and so she's even downloaded a couple episodes.
Good work, Kaylin.
Yeah. Hi, Crystal.
And I told her about your theory, the businesswoman. You start out in the mailroom, mm-hmm. and then you, yeah, she found a kick out of that. So.
Yeah, good.
If you're listening, Crystal, what's up?
Get the corner office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Nice.
I decided that after spending a couple days in Palm Springs with my kids, I decided not totally corner office yet.
No, I know.
It's definitely not the mailroom.
Yeah.
But with 9-year-olds, it's the summer since it's just so relentless with like the mom,
what
look
are
at
doing?
This.
What are you doing? Let's
look
do
at this.
Can we go? Can we do it? Can we go? Can we go? Can we do? Can we go? Can we do?
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah. I was like, what's a good analogy for that? It's like I've got my own office.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the corner office. It's near the corner office. I see people in the corner office, and I'm like, I've spent time in the corner office. Like, I visit the corner office,
right.
But it's not my office.
Right. Like, you can go and hang out.
I got a window, don't get me wrong, in my office.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can go hang out there.
Yeah, take a nap in their
office.
But
the corner office has, like, a couch. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I don't have a couch. I have, like, a chair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Not two chairs, just one.
No, just one. Yeah, if you want to have a bigger meeting, you got to go in the corner office.
Yes. Yeah, because there's still fires you still got to put out.
Right.
So
you're not
on an easy street just yet.
Not 100%.
No,
I'm still getting calls that I have to field for the corner office.
Right. And it's seasonal too sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it's quiet.
Yeah. I went to Rancho Relaxo.
Yes.
I'm at this real in-between stage because I think the kids are just getting too old for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? See, because your kids – are both like closer to Elby's age.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that Sadie and Xander would like it more.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I think we're just.
You think they get too bored too quick?
I think it was really fun and I found it relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just think it's limited. You know, it's like the first time you go there, you're like, well, look at these water slides.
Yeah, I know.
But then. You know, afterwards you're like, okay, there's water slides.
Yeah.
It's not Great Wolf Lodge water slides.
Right.
It's like that's there. But I mean, don't get me wrong. We had fun. We watched movies in the room at night and we did our thing. But they really want you to play with them.
Did you look for the room where they watch a movie? You know that? There's a room. Well, there's like a playroom. And we went and found it, and it's the most depressing thing I've ever seen in my
life. It's supposed to be the game room?
Yeah,
or whatever.
It's like empty with like bacteria-filled checkerboard in the corner. Or you know what I mean?
Oh, that's funny.
And, there was nothing going on in there.
Yeah, we didn't go there.
Mm-hmm. You didn't miss
but anything. But they show a movie at the pool.
Right. Did you ever do that?
No, because
– why?
It was – the movies were too young.
Yeah, like
it was Despicable
Nemo.
Me – two,
mm-hmm.
which I don't, you know, they've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second night was like Storks,
mm-hmm.
which was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But Sadie taught herself how to do a flip in the water, which I never thought would have been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you're in water.
Yeah.
So you just flip around.
Right.
But apparently it was a big milestone. In her life.
Yeah. I mean.
When I asked her when we were on our way home, like, what was one of your favorite moments?
Mm-hmm.
She was like learning to do a flip in the water. It's like, okay. Well, and then she asked me to watch her do it.
Yes.
Probably 500 times.
Mm-hmm. Watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then as soon as we would get back to the pool, like if we took a break, if we went to eat or something,
mm-hmm.
she was like, okay, I can't wait to get back in the pool to work on my flip. Can you come watch me? And
yes.
I'd be like, but I saw it like an hour ago.
I know.
Is there an update?
I know.
Is there a flip 2.0?
The only thing worse than having them ask you to watch them do the 180th flip is to have you get into the water and do it with them.
Oh.
That's going to – Will you flip with me?
Oh, I did. I had to.
Flip with me. You did.
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah.
Yeah. At one point, I was like, I feel like I have fucking earned
mm-hmm.
the right to just sit in the chair
uh-huh.
and read my phone.
Right.
Like, why do I feel like such a bad person
yeah.
that you know why? Because I've read too many fucking parenting articles mm-hmm. that are like, stop reading your phone and engage with your kids. And it's like, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Reading my phone, how is that different than like if I was reading a magazine or reading a book?
Right.
For that. Like, why is it anybody's business in the parenting world? Why do you think I'm disengaged because I'm not reading a novel?
Because
I'm reading my phone. Guess
it's
what?
So
I'm reading
true.
Articles or what other people are doing on their vacations. I'm interested.
Right. I know. Shut up with the get off the phone stuff. I know.
Yeah. Get on your phone. Yeah. You earned it.
Yes.
You're paying for your kids to be on a vacation. Guess what? If I want to sit in a fucking chaise lounge and read my phone, I should be able to do that.
Yes.
Why has parenting become like such an active thing? Why do you have to always be playing with them?
It's out of control. I know. But, you know,
I want to become an activist for not being actively involved.
Let's be an activist for not being actively involved.
Yeah. How about this? How about you play in the pool?
Yeah.
And I sit and read my phone for a while and you don't bother me about it. And there should be.
And not don't make me feel bad about
it. In the 70s, do you ever, first of all, Julie Kasem and I were talking about this. Do you ever remember your parents playing with you?
No. I would beg for them to get in the pool.
Yeah.
No. My dad once in a while would sit on the step with his beer in a corner and watch me, you know, whatever.
Right.
That's it. I'd be by myself in the pool for hours.
It's like that's what siblings are for.
I know.
I had two more kids so that you could enjoy the company.
Tell your brother to watch you do the flip 10,000 times.
Right?
Yeah. Why don't you make him suffer?
Yeah.
Or where's the other big sister? Tell Albie to do
it. I'd be like, isn't it enough that I'm at the pool? I'm in the same vicinity?
Yeah.
Like, I could be in the room because I paid extra so that we could have a room right next to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So that it wouldn't be like a mile away.
Right?
Right. So why shouldn't you be celebrating the fact that I'm so nearby?
Yeah. Look, we're in Palm Springs too, by the way. It's
exactly.
Rancho Relaxo.
Right. It's like you never get to like punch that time card. Do you remember like an hour ago when I was in the pool for an hour when I played? I floated around in the lazy river. I went down the slide for crying out loud.
I know. Did you hurt your tailbone, by the way?
A little bit on the bumps. Yeah.
I hate those bumps.
Yeah, but I did it. I suffered through it. I put in the time.
Mm-hmm.
I went down the slide many, many times. I floated on the lazy river.
Yeah.
I played in the pool with them.
Yeah.
I did a race across the pool with one kid on my back against the other kid. And we all laughed uproariously.
Right.
But how come that they've already forgot about that?
Yes, I know.
I want you to go, remember
that's the thing.
Not 45 minutes ago when I was running in the pool with you.
Right.
We were laughing. Remember that? Well,
didn't
I earn some phone time?
No. You know why? Because I think we only have ourselves to blame because we make it so much fun for them. Sometimes I think to myself, maybe I should slow down and not run. Maybe I should stroll. Maybe I should make it a little boring.
Right.
Maybe I should start talking, I don't know, about investing into tech.
You're right.
You know,
you're
and maybe
right.
like talk their ear off for a change about shit they don't care two shits about.
Right.
And then they might go, okay, well, why don't you get now beat it. Go on.
Right. Maybe
I should go
listen, just one more thing about stocks.
Right.
Hold on. But Costco, I really think it's going to catch on more.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, yeah.
Yes, I exactly. So I don't want to make it too much fun for them.
I think that's a good
idea.
It
doesn't work though. But sometimes, but not really.
They find us way too interesting.
Yeah. I had a week by myself. So the kids went back. So Adam, I look forward to this week all year because it's the week that Adam can finally go on vacation and he goes with his friends and I have basically the house to myself because the kids go back to school. So I get like hours. I've had Rob in my bedroom for the last 4 or 5 months. I've seen Rob's mug every morning. Like, there's Rob, there's Tom, there's the electrician, there's this, there's that. Like, Adam is up and at it every morning at 7:30 with the construction, blah, blah. Finally, everything's done, buttoned up and done. Now school starts. First day of school, they go to school. Now, Sonny's on Easy Street because he's leaving on Wednesday. So he goes to school Monday, Tuesday, leaves Wednesday with Adam. For Monterey, the boys' trip. And so Sonny asks me, by the way, what do I tell my teachers? And I say, well, just tell them the truth. Just say that every year you have a father-son trip, and sometimes it lands before the school starts, which is true, and sometimes it lands the week of. And this is your third year, and unfortunately, it's the week of. So, you know, this is in the works. It's an every year thing. And he says, okay. So Sonny, in sixth grade, they have two teachers. So basically, they have the homeroom teacher, and then they put Sonny and Natalia in the flip-flop. They have – she's got this teacher, he's got that teacher, and then they switch in the afternoon. So when Natalia – okay, so then Sonny goes on his trip, all right? Now, Natalia goes to school the first day. That night – wakes up throwing up with a 102 fever.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So now Natalia's sick, homesick, homesick, sick and home. And
after only one day back.
After only one. And the week that I look forward to all year, now I'm dealing with her who's sick. Now I feel bad that she's sick, but I also feel bad for myself.
Yeah, it's just she should have timed it better.
Yeah, she could not have timed it. So now Sonny leaves. So now she's home for 3 days. She goes back to school. She goes back to school on Friday. And the teacher says, Sonny's homeroom teacher, so he already told her that he's going on the father-son trip. Now, nobody clued in Natalia. We didn't think we had to. So Sonny's homeroom teacher says this to her, where's your brother? Why she's asking her, I have no idea. She says, where's your brother? And Natalia says, oh, he caught my virus. He's home sick. Oh, great. I look forward to getting that email. Now, I don't know. But now she's home for still that week. Adam's gone. Sonny's gone. And she's home sick. And I am dealing with Natalia homesick. Then they had a great time. Then she goes back to school on Friday, and then they came home on Sunday. But Natalia is so not needy, but like, Mommy, what are we going to do tonight? You want to watch a movie tonight? You want to watch this? You know, now she's into Riverdale, which is – she got hooked on Riverdale. Have you heard about Riverdale?
No.
It's a little heavy for her age. But
what
Cammy's,
is it?
Cammy's introduced her because Cammy's okay. Older sister. It's on Netflix, and it's about – It's kind of strange. It's based on Archie and Veronica and Betty and Josie and the Pussycats are the characters. But it's just weird. It's just those are the names of the characters.
Okay.
Okay, and Jughead. Jughead's the cute one. But so it's based on twin boy girl sisters, a brother sister, and they go out for a walk in the woods and the brother gets shot. And killed,
oh
and they're
God.
Trying to find. And the sister's nuts, and they're trying to find who killed her brother. And Luke Perry plays Archie's dad, and the kids that play the characters are cute and whatever. But it's kind of a little cliche. Like, so Archie has an affair with the teacher, you know, the music teacher,
mm-hmm.
and then she's not who she says she is. They find out, and it's not her real. Mrs. Thompson is not her real name, and who is she? And Veronica and Betty are trying to find out. And then they find a gun in her glove compartment. They find out that's not her real name. And a glove in her glove compartment. She just moved to town a year ago, and she's only been at the school for 9 months. And Archie's in love with her. We got to save Archie and tell her that that's not who she is. And I'm watching this with Natalia, and so he confronts her. Mrs. Thompson, who are you? There's a gun in your glove compartment. And I say to Natalia, she was in an abusive relationship. She got out. And Natalia pauses it and goes, did you read it in the cartoon strip or something? And I was like, no, honey.
So she was in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
And now she's hitting on younger dudes.
Yeah, now she's
students.
Had an affair.
Now she's a Mary Kay Letourneau.
Right. They ran her out of town. Anyway, so Riverdale, a lot of Riverdale episodes, binging and taking care of Natalia for a week while Adam was gone. That was my week.
That sounds exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Your kids aren't back at school.
They're not back yet. So, well, okay, when you're listening to this, they're back.
Oh.
Because this is Friday. So they're going back, but we're recording this on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So they go back Thursday's their first day, and it's a half day. Mm-hmm. So they get out at 1. Then they'll have school Friday. Then it's the weekend. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the following week, I think there's a day off, right? Because isn't it Labor Day?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know what? I've had an ass full of forms. Just constantly with the forms. And it's like, go online on the parent portal and confirm that all the information's the same, which I did. And then I get the email, Mrs. Carolla, you didn't go online and da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, how do I tell them, yes, I did. Like, I did. What do you want me to do? So now I got to go back online. I'm going to try and figure, like, I didn't hit confirm before I checked out. I don't know. And then they want forms. I have to print it out. Of course, our printer's not working correctly. And it's just a fucking – and finally, I was like – I said to Adam, I go, I'm sick of these – I got to sign shit. I got to sign that my kids can use their Chromebooks at school.
I know. They want signatures for everything.
Everything. And Adam goes, just tell them to sign it. It's like, okay. All right. They're not going to do that. I'm not going to tell them to sign it. But I'm so sick of these forms. And Olga's like, I know. I remember those days. But when they go to middle school, she said it's not as bad.
Well, Elby's in middle school, but
yeah.
but she fills out a lot of stuff herself.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, but you still have to fill out a lot of like the emergency contact information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, who am I going to put down as my emergency contact? And then I got to go look up all their phone numbers.
I hate that.
Yeah.
And it's the same person. Can't you just go off of what you got last year? Nothing's changed. You know,
yeah. Why
Jensen's
do you have to do it all new?
Jensen's mom is still here. She hasn't changed her phone number. It's still going to be Jensen's mom. Like, what more do you want from me? I can't take it. I can't take the forms. It's enough.
I know. And there's so many. And they're for such weird stuff. Like, do you agree that they could have their picture taken for stuff?
Right. Well, who cares?
I know. And if you don't agree, you have to write this separate thing. It's like, who's suing the school because your kid was in a group photo?
Right.
That was in the yearbook. So dumb.
Oh, my God. I had to sign a form so that they could watch the eclipse. If we're going to be watching, we got the glasses and we got the right glasses. Don't get freaked out.
Yeah.
But you have to – if you don't want your child to participate, I get it times two, too. I'm like, it's fine.
Right.
Just God.
Right.
Like, it's fine. Right. Can I just email you and tell you it's fine? Do I have to sign?
Otherwise, are you going to, like, police my kids and make sure they don't look up?
Right. Right. And what are you going to do? Put my kid, like, what are they going to do? Go sit in a corner somewhere while everybody else is outside eating popcorn, watching the eclipse? Like,
Right.
And who are those parents, by the way?
By the way, LB watched the eclipse because, okay, so we couldn't get any glasses.
Mm-hmm.
John was, like, obsessed with getting the glasses, mm-hmm. but they were all sold out everywhere. So, I mean, he sent me out to 7-Eleven at like, you know, 10 o'clock at night. Uh-huh. And they're like, no. So, but LB went to Six Flags that day.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend had a pair of the glasses. So anyway, so that was a big – John was like, oh, I can't wait to hear LB. Like, she got to watch it with the glasses. And so I was driving LB home and with Sadie and Xander in the car. And they're like, so how was it? And she was like, I mean, honestly
– yeah.
Not same, that exciting.
Same
I mean,
exact thing
wasn't
my kids
great.
Right.
And then – And then she was like, what, did you guys get to see it? And they're like, yeah, because – so John's like, well, what are we going to do? And I go, we're going to watch it on TV like normal people. And he was like, oh, okay. Because first I was like, I don't know. I mean, I guess we could make one of those home projectors out of a shoebox.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, but I don't know. I don't have the energy.
I know. So
watch
you
a YouTube video on how to do it. Like, because I remember in the 70s doing that. You put a pinhole in the – but I'm like, that. I don't have a science degree. I'm not making that.
Right.
So I go, let's watch it on TV.
Yeah.
And so we watched it on TV. And by the way, great view.
Right.
All the best views.
Yes. Yeah.
Got to see it from a lot of different places. Got to see the total eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean
mm-hmm. –
because you know who has filters? The news people.
Right.
They got filters for their camera, so they can actually
shoot it. And you don't have to go outside. You can just watch it on your couch.
Yeah.
I know. I asked my kids, what'd you think? And they're like, moving on. All right. Okay. I bet you can't wait until it happens again in 2024 or whenever it's going to happen again. Did it get dark?
No.
It didn't, right?
Not really.
I didn't see anything go on.
No, in other parts of the country, it got
– it got dark.
It got
but
dark.
Not out here.
Briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, not here. Did you watch it in England? Oh, you were back.
Yeah, I think I was on the plane, so I couldn't.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Did they tell everyone, put your shades down, don't look at the sun?
No. I was sleeping.
So gazing at the inside of your eyelids.
You know, speaking of the sun.
Yeah.
And protecting yourself mm-hmm, from mm-hmm, the sun, mm-hmm. like with special glasses. Mm-hmm. But how do you protect your house?
Well, now that's another issue.
Yeah.
Now
you want to protect your house.
You got to get a company.
You got to get the special glasses for your house.
Right.
That's ADT.
That's right.
ADT is not just a sign mm-hmm. that sits in front of your house that you that was left over from the last owners. Mm-hmm. No, don't do that. Don't fall in that trap.
No.
Get ADT. I have it.
I have it too.
Yeah. With ADT, you get 24/7 monitoring mm-hmm. for your peace of mind. It's going to make you feel better. The police are so nearby, and if you have any kind of problem,
yeah.
you can do this thing where you get a two-way – it's like a two-way sound system mm-hmm. on your keypad so that if somebody's trying to break into your house, you just put in a code and now – ADT can hear you.
Yes.
They can record everything.
That's good for, like, by the way, if you got parents that live by themselves, they're on the older side maybe, you might want to think about getting it for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is it's tested. It's been around for 140 years. It's something that everybody should have.
Yeah.
You have monitoring in your house for if anybody breaks in and moves around.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to set off an alarm.
Yeah.
You can also just alarm your doors. You can alarm your windows. They will come and hook you up with everything. So go to ADT.com to learn more and for license information and terms and conditions,
mm-hmm.
visit them, ADT.com.
Yeah.
Also, while we're talking about good stuff.
Yes.
Have you heard of Go-Go Squeeze?
Yes, I have.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. You know those the fruit mm-hmm. and it comes in a pouch
mm-hmm.
and it's great for sex? Not just for babies.
No.
I don't know if you were thinking that.
No.
Were you thinking it's just for babies?
No.
Because that's incorrect.
No. You can have it. I eat them before you go to the gym.
Mm.
Keep them in your gym bag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, put them in your gym bag from the refrigerator.
Right.
They need to be refrigerated because right. it's fresh fruit.
Yeah. It's really good. I don't know if they all need to be refrigerated.
Do they or do they not?
I'm not sure. You might be able to just keep them in the pantry. But I will tell you this. It's all good, fresh ingredients, no artificial anything, just orchard fresh apples and other wholesome fruit. And they have 14 great tasting varieties like apple, apple banana, apple raspberry lemon twist. My mouth just started watering because that sounds so good. Honestly, just calling it applesauce doesn't even begin to describe this stuff. They have a fruit and veggies blend. They have a mighty mango with apple, mango, and butternut squash. I love butternut squash.
Mm.
So good. It comes in a squeezable pouch, and so the kids can enjoy it anytime, anywhere. Adults can enjoy it, too. It's a healthy option, something you can throw in
yeah.
their lunch.
I always like healthy options, little snacks.
Yeah, something you can feel like you won't get judged by the, you know, judgy snack moms.
Right.
Like, they'll be like, oh, where'd right. she get this?
Mm-hmm. Then they'll be jealous.
Yeah, they'll be jealous, and you'll be all, go, squeeze. So get some of that.
So what happened at the mall?
Okay, so quick story. I'm at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with all three of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we sometimes if Elby's with her friend, I'll just let her walk around on her own because she has a phone. But
right.
Sadie and Xander don't have phones.
Right.
And they're nine. They're mm-hmm. not going to walk around the mall by themselves yet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we're all together and we're walking out of Starbucks and Sadie goes, there's like right in front of us, there's a place that makes these splat balls. And Sadie goes, I'm going to can I walk over to the splat ball thing? And mm-hmm. right next to it is a fountain. And I was like, yeah, sure. Walk over there. We'll be right here.
What's a splat ball?
It's the stupid thing that you get at a kiosk that's like a squeezy ball and you can
yeah.
throw them at a wall. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
But Sadie wanted to go look at them.
Mm-hmm.
It's at a little kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down at a fountain,
mm-hmm.
kind of like right next to where she was.
Right.
It's kind of crowded at the mall, though. And I mean, we were literally like 5 feet from her, mm-hmm. sitting down at this fountain. It's me and Elby, and then Xander was mm-hmm. sitting with us. And we're sitting and we're just talking, and I'm deep into thoughts about some pants I bought at Old Navy and are they the right pants? Should I return them? You know,
yeah.
having a lot of thoughts about pants.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was like, man, Sadie's been at that Splatball kiosk for a while. And I was like, where's Sadie? I kind of look at the vicinity of where she'd been, and I just do not see her. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Elby, where's Sadie? Do you see her? And Elby's like, I don't see her. And Elby gets up and runs around the other side of the kiosk because mm-hmm. it's like a, you know,
yeah,
because you can't see the end. Sadie, Elby comes back and she goes, she's not there. And I'm like, that's just weird because Sadie is not a kid who would wander off.
Mm-hmm.
She's not. Like, mm-hmm. none of my kids really are. But mm-hmm. if anybody was going to do that, it would be Xander. But Sadie is very like, mm-hmm. I'm right here. Where are you? Like, yeah. she would never just go wander off.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, this is weird. And I look all around. We're in like the middle of a mall.
Mm-hmm.
So there's pathways down all yeah. sides. And I'm like, I just do not see her. And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And Elby starts going, oh my God, where is she? Where is she? And I was like, okay, let's stay calm.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't have gone far. Mm-hmm. Like maybe we had talked about going upstairs. There's like an escalator right near us going upstairs to go eat. So I go, Elby, you go upstairs with Xander and look for her, and I'm going to stay right here
mm-hmm.
in case she just – I don't know.
Right. That's so weird.
So Elby goes upstairs. She and I'm starting to like feel a little – that sick feeling. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like
mm-hmm. –
just like where you don't know where your kid is.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, where's my kid?
Yeah.
Why am I not seeing her?
Right.
Why is my stomach hurting so mm-hmm. bad, like mm-hmm. thinking about where she could be?
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I'm like, okay, stay calm because – I start going through the thing of like, she did not get kidnapped by sex traffickers
mm-hmm.
because she's 9. She would not leave with somebody without screaming bloody murder.
Right.
She knows better than to ever leave with somebody.
Right.
We have had the talk about no adult needs your help ever.
Right.
And we've talked about it. What do you do if somebody goes like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me? Can you come to my car? She goes, I would scream and run away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I would have heard her
mm-hmm.
if she was standing at this place where we were
mm-hmm.
and somebody was like, hey, can you come over here?
Mm-hmm.
I know she would have screamed.
Right.
But of course, there's just in the back of my mind, I'm like, what if somebody was like, hey, I want to show you something. I'm going to buy you a I don't know. And my mind is like started just going like, because where else is she? Where is she?
Right.
So Elby, I go, Elby, I'm calling for Elby. And she's like, she's not here. We looked everywhere. So I'm like, okay, come back downstairs. So she comes downstairs. And now I'm just
– I know that feeling.
And I don't know how long she's been gone because we were sitting there probably for 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
at that fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
So I was like, did she disappear right away? Like, so now Elby's starting to panic. And I'm like – and of course, it's hard because I'm trying to be really calm.
I know.
But I'm saying, so I say to the woman, so now, of course, and I'm asking the woman at the kiosk, I'm like, have you seen a girl? She's wearing a gray shirt, you know?
I know.
And the woman's like, no. She's like, you need to call mall security.
So
I'm like, okay, all right, I'm going to call mall security. So I'm starting
yes,
to lose it.
I know. I know because
I'm panicking.
It's when Sunny took off in front of us
right,
on that
yeah,
hike.
Right.
And Natalia's freaking out crying.
Yeah.
Where is he? Where
yeah,
is
so
he?
So I had that same experience.
And then when you verbally say it out loud, have you seen a little boy with – yes, I know. It's horrible.
As soon as you go – yeah.
So I'm like, you say it out loud.
So I call the mall security and they're like, hello? You know, and I'm like, hi. So I need help finding one of my kids. And they're like, okay, we'll be there in a couple.
Durr.
We'll be there. And I'm like,
ugh, now you gotta rely on $8
yeah
an hour.
And then they're not getting there. It's
right.
Like no one's showing up, and I'm looking around, and then other people are like, I'm like, have you seen? And now people are worried for me. Now Elby's crying, and I'm like, okay, Elby, stop crying. I go, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And Elby's like, but where is she? What? How do you know she's fine? And I was like, because she knows. And also, I've told Sadie, anytime we're anywhere, Six Flags, anywhere that's crowded, I've always said, as I'm sure we all do,
mm-hmm.
go up to a mom.
Mm-hmm.
tell them that you can't find your mom and tell them to call me.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you are, go tell somebody to call me.
Right.
If you're lost.
Right.
And I will come get you.
Right.
Go – if you're at a mall, go up to an employee. Mm-hmm. Go into any store and tell them to call – please call my mom. I can't find my mom.
Right.
Okay. So they all know to do that.
Right.
But meanwhile, now it's been like 15 minutes and my phone has not rang. So I'm like – why, if she's somewhere safe, if she's lost in the mall, there's no way that Sadie could handle being lost for very long.
Mm-hmm.
Like she, I know my kid would have walked up to somebody right away.
Right.
So of course my mind is a little bit going like, did somebody snatch her and run out of the mall with her? Because she's little, too.
Yeah.
She does look younger.
Yeah.
She does look like about seven. Like,
yeah.
And
you said she would scream.
I felt like she would. So I was really trying not to panic because I'm like, I really don't think that's happened.
Right.
So – but of course you're going to –
I know.
Be like,
I know.
Did somebody see her standing by herself? Did somebody – but then I'm like, okay, my brain is going, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But where is she?
Mm-hmm.
So then the security does show up and I was like, so – and I'm starting to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just can't help it.
I
was like, can you make sure that you block off the exits? Like, can you make sure nobody walks out with her?
Right.
Like, and they're like, yeah, we've got people looking for her right now. But we've got a lot of people looking for her. And I was like, okay. And I'm giving them the description of her. And I've got a little – there's like a little crowd of people that are trying to help. Then all of a sudden, my phone rings. And I'm like – I look at my phone and it's a number I don't recognize. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. Thank God it's her.
Mm-hmm.
I answer the phone and someone's like, do you have a daughter? Like, and I was like, yes, you have my kid, you know? And they're like, yes. Now it's a woman's voice and she's like, yes. And she's like, where are you? And I said, okay, so I'm at the fountain in the middle of the mall. I'm sitting at the fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay. And it's hard to understand. She's got a bit of an accent and it's loud. So I'm assuming it's a mom in the mall who like she walked up to.
Right.
Who's now going to bring me my kid. I'm like, I'll be right here in front of the fountain.
Right.
She's like, okay. So I hang up. So like I was like, oh, thank God. She's fine. And I say to security, a mom has or somebody's, you know. But then time is ticking by and no one's coming. Right. And I'm like, it's not a big mall.
Mm-hmm.
And how could she have gotten very far? Like if she couldn't have been – she couldn't be more than
– Right.
She had to be
down.
Close.
Right.
Like she wouldn't have gone for a – like been a mile away.
Right.
So now I'm starting to panic even more because I'm like, well, what – where is she?
Right. Did you ask the woman, where are you?
No, because I was so panicked that I was so relieved that somebody had her that I was like, okay, so they're going to walk her over to me.
Right.
Like, where – so – so then I'm like asking the security is still with me. And I'm now I'm like, what? Like, I definitely said I'm in front of the fountain, right?
Right.
And he's like, yeah, you said that. And I'm like, okay, then where are they? Why isn't she here? Then I'm thinking like, oh, my God, why didn't I ask her who she was or get her phone number or something?
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that her phone number is obviously on my phone.
Right.
But I was like panicked.
Yeah.
So then – I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. Well, where is she? So I try calling the number back.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to a voicemail.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, now I'm fully starting to panic a little bit.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
What? And then I get – I'm like, I can't understand what the message is. So then I'm like, well, why – like, so I give it to the security guard to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I think it's a store. I think it's a store in here. And then we listen to it like four more times. I keep calling the number back and it keeps picking up. And we're like, is it a Lids store? Is it – we couldn't understand it.
And it goes straight to voicemail?
Yeah. I must have called it like six times.
Oh, my God.
Finally, I call it again and somebody picks up
mm-hmm.
and it's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, somebody from this number called me and said that they have my kid. And he's like, oh, yes. Yes, this is a store. He goes, she's here. And I was like, well, where are you? What? And I cannot understand the accent.
Oh
like,
my
and
God.
I'm like, the what? Hats?
Yeah.
And Elby's like, oh, it's the Lids store. So that's part from the story before was incorrect. I didn't hear that on the – I couldn't understand the voicemail, the place where it was. And Elby's like, Lids? Is it the Lids store? And I'm going, are you at the Lids store? And he's like, no. And I hand the phone to the security guy who's like – and then it's the Gap.
Oh,
he's like,
fuck.
So they're like, we're at the Gap. We have your kid at the Gap. And I'm like, which is literally like three stores down.
Mm-hmm.
So – I'm like, okay, I'm on my way. So I go over there, and there's Sadie, and she looks like she's been crying a little bit. Because no wonder, because it was like another 10 minutes. I'm sure she was like, oh, my God, they called my mom. Why didn't my mom come get me?
Right.
And I have never been so happy to see my kid. And I was like, oh, my God, you did the exact right thing. Mm. But later, I was like, thank you for doing the right thing, because she did the right thing. She walked into a store and asked them to call her mom.
Right.
She was like, I couldn't find you. Like, I thought you went into a store. I went into like the closest couple stores looking for you, but I couldn't find you. And then I came back and you weren't there. But I was.
Right.
I was just on the other side of – anyway. So I go – I was like, well, why didn't you – immediately call me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as you realized you couldn't find me, why didn't you call me? And she goes, well, I did, but there was a line at the Gap. She waited
in
line while people were getting rung up. She waited in line. I was like, oh, my God, girl, you are way too polite. I go,
oh, my God.
If you're lost, I go, you just walk right up to that counter and you say, I can't find my mom. I need you to call her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, I didn't want to be rude. And she goes, the line was really long. It took a long time. And
I was
like, she was, of course, starting to cry. Like, she was freaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
She looked like she'd been crying a little. Of course, meanwhile, Elby and Xander had been full on crying, both of them. And I was having to go, snap out of it.
Yeah.
Stay calm.
Right.
But my voice is breaking. Anyway, it was like the scariest, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. What morons, first of all. Who called you? Somebody that works there?
Yes.
And she said, and you said, I'm here. I'm at the fountain.
I guess we were having trouble understanding each other because she thought I was coming to get her.
How
she was like, we can't leave. She goes, I can't leave the store with your kid and go walk around with her. Like, I guess whatever the policy is, that if you have a lost child, you stay there with
them.
But then I was like, why didn't she call security?
Or why didn't she say, I'm at the Gap? How about that?
I don't know.
I work here. I'm at the Gap.
Well, maybe she did. I think she probably did, but I didn't understand her.
But this is a missing child. So go in the back, lady, and talk. Make sure, or give the phone to somebody that can speak English, or make sure that the communication is transferred properly.
I know. I think in her mind, probably, she doesn't know I'm panicking.
Well,
like, in her mind, she's like, I got your kid. I'm at the Gap. Like, come pick her up. She doesn't know that I've already been looking for her and I'm freaking out. But of course I was on the phone. I was like, oh my God. Oh, thank God. Okay. Well, I'm right here. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
What the f-
So, Kaylin, that happened to you?
Yeah, we were at the the Glendale Galleria.
Uh-huh.
And my little brother was, I think he was maybe like 5 or 6. And I was with two of my friends and my mom and dad were there. And I'm trying to remember, we were walking like from the Fuddruckers over to the theater.
Mm-hmm. How can you have a bad experience leaving a Fuddruckers?
Yeah.
It just sounds so funny.
And I can't really remember. He was like ahead of us somehow. And then me and my friends kind of ran off ahead of him or behind him. And the next thing we knew, he was gone. And we were looking all over the place for him. My mom was freaking out. My mom had to run we searched the whole kind of like that level of the Galleria, if you know what I'm talking about, with the Cheesecake Factory and the fountain.
Yep.
We searched that whole level, couldn't find him. My mom ran back to security, called security, was freaking out. And then I think security, he had gone up to the second level of like where the movie theaters were and was like on a little bench. And some little girl who was like 11 or 12, like walked up to him. And like made friends with him and kept him there because she saw that his parents weren't around. So she kind of kept him there and stayed there until security said, oh, there's a girl with this kid. He can't find his parents. And then security led us upstairs and the girl was just there. And he was just talking to the girl. He was fine. He was happy.
It's so
I'm
scary.
Having a panic attack right now for your mom.
I know.
That
it's
many
a
years ago.
5 year old.
Yeah.
Five. I mean, it's just because as much as I make fun of I don't make fun. It's not that I'm making fun of sexual trafficking.
No, I know.
At all. It's
I know.
That, it's the, I mean, it's the, that the people the, that are
hysteria.
That nothing has happened to.
Right.
Their kids not missing that right. are like, oh, I'm positive that sex traffickers were trying
Did
to steal
Did that go through
my
your
kid.
Mind at one point going, oh, God, it's karma, karma, karma for making fun?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Well, it also went through my head that I was like, I also don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be one of those people that's like, my kid's been sold into sex trafficking.
Right.
You know, I don't want to go there in my head because I do know that that's probably not what happened.
Right. Right.
But just the word probably even in there. It's like,
no.
Okay, yes, it's probable. It's most likely that that she did not get snatched, but my kid is not here and it's not like her. And I'm looking all around and she's gone.
I know.
So something happened. In my
right.
mind, I'm like, something happened.
Right.
Something happened because she just would not have just walked off.
Right.
But the reason why – and the truth is that she did walk into like the store was only like two stores away.
Yeah.
So
and waited in line.
In that but that was the problem is she was waiting in line. So that whole time she's waiting in line for somebody to buy a fucking sweater.
I know.
You know?
And those lines at the Gap are always long.
Stop shopping at the Gap.
I know.
What if there's a kid in there that's trying to call their parents?
I know. No, I know the feeling. It was like when Sonny got lost in the jungle. And Natalia and I, at first, I was like, he's fine. He's just ahead of us. He's fine. And then eventually, it was like a half an hour where we didn't know where he wasn't answering us.
Right.
And Adam is like, was calm the whole time. And I was like, how? And he's like, I just did deductive reasoning. Like the chance of a creepy guy taking him is slim to – I mean very slim. There's a lot of people around that are very nice. There's only one way in and one way out.
Right. But just very slim
that very
to
slim.
A mom is
right.
not enough.
It's not enough. Right. I know.
There's still it's still slim.
Right. And then I'm thinking he fell off the cliff. What if he fell down the cliff? And he's like, no. And then – what if he went down the wrong trail? And he's like, no, Sonny wouldn't have – because we did. We went.
Right.
Yeah, and turned around, found it was a dead end. And when the sign clearly said, you know, keep going that way, I don't know. But I was just like – I was trying to stay calm for Natalia. But then eventually I was like, where is he, Adam? Where is he? And then she's like, where is he?
I know. The second your voice cracks or the second you're like
– yeah.
Seem a little tiny bit not in control of the situation.
Right.
The kids feel that and go
they do.
Nuts.
Mm-hmm. I just – the verbal saying like, have you seen a little boy with a – you know, and they're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, he was on a mission. We saw – he ran right past us, go straight. He's on the – he's headed down towards the bottom. Like, okay, but now where is he now? Like now it's 10
right.
minutes past those people. Now
right.
where is he?
Right.
Why isn't he stopped? Why didn't he wait?
And Adam didn't run ahead –
mm-mm.
To try to catch up with him?
No. I did.
Yeah.
And
well,
Natalia's
when I told John
yelling.
The story, of course, Sadie was like, can we not tell Dad about this? And I was
aww.
Like, okay, aww. Yeah. She goes, I don't want to worry him. But, of course, I did tell him because
mm-hmm.
I was in the worst mood
mm-hmm.
later. Not mad or anything, but, like, I felt like I'd –
yeah, I know the feeling. Yeah,
had a little like, PTSD.
Yeah.
Like I was just having a little
like something
still feeling
traumatic.
Kind of edgy and a little just not right, you
right,
know?
Right.
And then I was like this happened at the mall and John was like panicking just hearing the story.
Mm-hmm. I was panicking.
The funny thing is though, it's like there I let Elbie, who's only a couple years older, walk around. Like I don't have that feeling with Elbie. There's something about kids having a phone.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you feel calmer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, suddenly didn't have his phone on that trail.
No. No, I know.
But there's something weird. There's a difference it does make when you're like, okay, my kids have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if they ever got lost or whatever,
right.
they call me.
Right.
Like when I'm at Magic Mountain,
mm-hmm.
I don't ever worry about Elbie
because
she's got her phone.
Yeah.
So if I couldn't find her for a while, I would just call her. There's
yeah.
something that's not – doesn't feel settled about your kids being off somewhere
right.
that's crowded – and you feeling
exactly.
like you have no way to get a hold of them.
Right. But you were right. Like you did rationalize in your head. You did the deductive reason. Now, she's not going to get taken by somebody. She would scream. You know, she's not going to wander off of somebody. She's not going to leave the mall. She's not going to – she's going to – she probably did do the right thing. Why is it taking so long?
Right.
Because we're relying on, you know, morons behind the counter that make, you know, that don't give their stone or whatever. I don't know. Like mall employees, you
right,
know?
Right.
Like they don't have kids. They don't know. They don't, you know.
Right.
I mean, I don't know who was working at the
also,
Gap.
I think Sadie would feel a little embarrassed to admit that, like, I can't find my mom. I need help.
Yeah.
She's a little proud.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like she would really look around first as much. She would have to be admit defeat of like, okay, I really can't find my mom.
Right.
So right. That probably took a little bit.
Right. A little bravado.
Yeah. Man.
I know. It's scary.
Because I'm sorry, but I always do think of Adam Walsh. That was the department store. He was like playing in a toy aisle and somebody snatched him.
I know.
Like that happened.
Right.
So even though the chances are it's really unlikely, but man, you just go like, okay.
But there is a slight. Yeah. I know. I don't know. I don't know. It's just it's scary. And you think it's going to get better as they get older, but still, I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely better with her being 9 and a half, you know?
Right.
She's got good sense.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I would let her almost – well, I don't know if I would let her walk around a mall on her own yet. Maybe one more year.
Yeah.
At 11, I definitely would.
Right. Right.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that she's okay. Suzanne has a boyfriend.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the guy that was? She was kind of
no.
A new one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little older. You know, like the guys that she likes are not the kind of guys that want a relationship at that point in their life or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
because they're still in high school?
Pretty much. But this guy's a little bit older. He's not that much. I don't know. He's a little older and a little more distinguished. He has older kids. And he just wants a girlfriend. She met him on Match or whatever. And he's very – he's a man, you know. He was a gentleman. He calls her back. He's, you know, he's not flaky. And I guess they went out a few times and he's all about it. Like he's like, yeah, I want a girlfriend. Like I'm not interested in dating other people. And she's like,
nice.
She's the one that's kind of like slowing her roll a little bit just because,
He's too into her.
Because he's too into her. Right. But for the most, like he's Italian. He's from New York. He has that a little edge to her, like to him, like where he talks to her like, well, where the fuck have you been? You know, like that's what she like. Like it's nice when the guy is a gentleman and nice. Fine. But then they have to – they can't be too nice because then it's too syrupy and it's like blah. So eventually after they got to know each other a little bit more, he's like, well, you know, he just kind of has a little bit of an edge to her, you know, like fucks around with her, you know, like you and John a little
– yeah.
Like that. And she's like, okay, now now this is better. Yeah, this is good. So she likes him. So we'll see.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because that other one
– ugh.
There were two in a row that were kind of bad.
Just wham.
The one that was like, we need to – didn't he have like a little talk with her about how he doesn't want anything serious?
Right. Just so you know that this is just a hookup.
Yeah.
And then she was like, all right. And then later – and then he was like, okay, so after work at 5 o'clock. And then she texts him after work at 5 o'clock. And he's like, what, you're still into me?
Right.
Like, you still want to do it after I told you that? And she's like, yeah, I said it earlier. Like, yeah, just weird – and he was in a rock band, a cover band.
Right.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
I hate that guy.
And he doesn't wear rubbers when he has sex with moms.
Right, right. Because they're moms.
They're moms.
Where have they been?
Yeah. Why do I got to wear a rubber?
Yeah. They've already had kids.
I know.
Too.
Right.
Oh, my God. What a dick.
I know. So this guy's a nice guy. Well, we'll see.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I like that everybody heard that long sigh that I just made. I'll tell you, that's great because finding a mate can be really challenging.
Yes, it can. Yeah.
And you know what else is challenging?
Hmm.
Finding the right candidate for your job. Like
You can't find them on Match.
Nope.
No.
No. No. Because no.
Not
for
Bumble.
That's for finding boyfriends.
Right. Not Tinder.
No.
No. No.
But there is something for finding employees.
What?
Yeah. ZipRecruiter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is it at? What is,
first
what?
Of all, let's just say you're a boss,
yeah.
right? And you have a job opening to fill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chances are good that you don't have a lot of time to be, you know, doing all the dirty work of
right.
like posting ads everywhere and figuring out what the best place is and then interviewing all these candidates
right.
that aren't right for your job. That's where ZipRecruiter comes in.
Nice.
Because ZipRecruiter does a lot of that work for you. They match you with people whose resumes are right for the position that you want to fill.
Hmm.
And they post your job on a like tons of different job sites.
Ah.
Yeah.
We have an opening.
Yeah. And they ZipRecruiter can get you a qualified candidate in just 24 hours.
Wow, that's
so you
cool.
don't have
that's
to juggle
cool.
emails or calls to your office. You simply screen them, rate them, and manage the candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard.
Nice.
Yeah. And they can help businesses of all sizes find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. So right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. And you get to try it for free.
Nice.
You're going to like that. And then you're going to want to use them over and over. Okay?
Okay.
So ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. Also,
okay.
want to tell you guys about Sword and Skill Rewind.
Yes.
You might not know about Sword and Skill Rewind yet, but it's Lynette and I. It's our passion project.
Mm-hmm.
We love crime,
yep.
committing it and listening to it. We're listening to all of Sword and Scale, and then we're doing an after show.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's like we're not doing a ton of research.
Right.
We're having some fun with it, and we're just – it's your girls, Lynette
yes.
and Stephanie, just like rehashing the case, seeing if there's any new details, seeing if anything new has happened, but also just talking about how crazy
yeah.
these cases are.
Yes, because after you listen to the episode, you always want to like go and Google and see what they look like and what's going on and what happened and – just want to like rehash, yeah, rehash
yeah.
the episode.
And we keep it down to like 30 minutes.
Yes.
So you're not going to have to like, it's not like listening to the whole original episode.
Right.
It's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
So go to iTunes and subscribe.
Absolutely. And then if you want to listen to our bonus content every week, just go to patreon.com
mm-hmm.
and put in the lowest level, which is $5, and you will have access to all of our content. And if you want to do $50, you will get a business shout out for your business, like our friend Diane Tyberg, who is a merchandiser for Dot Dot Smile, which is a children's clothing company. And they do dresses and rompers and for all kids' sizes. And you can find her on Facebook at Dot Dot Smile Sisters. So go check that out. And Instagram, same thing. Yeah, Monica Little Wellness, live a balanced life, take control of you and your family's wellness. And you can email her at monicalittlewellness@gmail.com or my.era, like DOTERRA.com/monicalittlewellness. Oh, and LuLaRoe.
Nice.
Our girl Heather Nesbitt with LuLaRoe. They make like these really cute leggings and clothes and it's one of those home businesses, so help a girl out. Heather N. LuLaRoe. That's on Facebook or Instagram. LuLaRoe Heather Nesbitt.
Ah.
Whoa. Our girl Brooke is a
mm-hmm.
LipSense distributor. LipSense is a waterproof lipstick that lasts up to 18 hours. I want that.
I know.
Girl, if you're listening right now, I really want to try that pink champagne
Me too.
Color. it's really – it looks like a nice color. So call me. And you can find her on Facebook at Kiss and Makeup by Brooklyn or email her at heartofbrooklyndesign@gmail.com. And we have some new ones and they will be starting next week.
All right.
If you didn't hear your shout out, it's because you're – card hasn't been charged just yet, and you will be on the next round. So thank you so much, everybody. And
yes, thank you,
yeah,
guys.
Hope you enjoyed Patreon this week, too. And also listen to my Bachelor podcast
Ooh.
Called Rose Pricks. We're talking about Bachelor in Paradise. And oh, my God, Ronnie makes me laugh gut laugh.
I downloaded The Bachelor in Paradise on my TV to watch.
Oh, you should watch it.
I
it's
watch
good.
It. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, that's
okay.
it.
Thank you,
Kaylin.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Relax.